It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. What a joy it is to be with you today from the pulpit of Bible Home Church in Austin, Texas. You know, we have so many wonderful members of Bible Home Church throughout the United States, and we want you to be a part of this great endeavor for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not a member of any local church, or maybe you have a local home assembly, a Bible Home Church, just like we do here, we hope you'll affiliate with us. Now, that's a big old word, affiliate. It simply means that you let us know that you love the Lord Jesus, that you're born again, that you're saved, and you'd like to be a part of this vibrant end times ministry. You know, there's no geographical separation between Christians and God, is there? And a lot of people have written me saying, I can't find a good local church. Well, we want you to be part of this fellowship. You say, well, I've already got a local church, but I do enjoy listening to Bible Home Church. Maybe I can just be an associate. Well, yes, you can. We'll be glad to have you be an associate member of Bible Home Church. You can remain a member of your local church. You know, we don't see ourselves in competition with good Bible-believing local churches. The problem is there's just not many of them around these days anymore with the great universal apostasy. So please become a part of us. Help us to grow. Help us to serve God. We need your finances, yes, but we need your prayers as well. Now, if after listening to one of our programs, you've decided to accept Jesus and he's living in your heart, we definitely want to hear from you. And I promise you we'll get back with you. Just write to us and say, Dear Pastor Tex, because of your program, I now believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. And we want to pray for you. I want you to let us know that you've accepted the Lord so we can pray for you that God will give you the strength and the power that you need to overcome. Because, believe me, he is a powerful God. Well, today we're going to continue our series, You Can Be a Soul Winner. But the problem is, my friends, a lot of people have, well, they have heartfelt concerns and worries. And you know, you witness to them of Christ and they say it's not possible. Why? Well, one person says, I'm just too great a sinner. The things I've done, God could never forgive me for. They're so horrible. You'll find that's not true. I'm going to show you how to answer that through Scripture. Another person says, I'd like to be a Christian, but I know I couldn't be a good Christian, and I want to be all the way in or not in at all. Well, there's an answer for that kind of person, too. What about the person who says, I'm just too weak. I want to be a good Christian, but I'm so weak. We'll give you some strength there, my friends. Well, then there's a person who says, hey, I couldn't possibly give up my evil ways, my bad habits. I think we can answer that. Then there's a person who says, you know, if I become a Christian, everybody's going to persecute me. Well, they might, but we've got some answers for you on that as well. I'll lose all my friends. There's one objection. Well, we'll be able to answer that. I have so much to give up. I just don't want to give up everything. That's one of the feelings of some people. Some people say, you know, I just don't feel good about accepting Jesus. Really? Well, we'll talk about that as well. Then another person says, my heart is too hard. Maybe it is, my friends, but we'll melt it through the Scriptures. Then there's the person who says, I've committed the unpardonable sins. Another person says, it's too late. Another person says, I must become a better person first. All of these things we're going to answer today. if God willing, we have the time. But first, we're going to have a wonderful message and music here from Janet Paschal. She's got a marvelous song. We've had it before. And, you know, I'm not immune to playing the same song over every Sunday or every Saturday, whichever one you're listening to here, because we believe that the real Sabbath is worshiping Jesus Christ every day of the week. But, you know, I just believe in beautiful music. Beautiful music. And this song, The Oil and the Wine, is one that I could listen to 1,000 times because of the message it brings. Here is Janet Paschal, then I'll be back with the message.
A sea of voices cast their cry upon my slumbering ears, the sound of pain and broken hearts was more than I could bear. Some have given to desire, for life had always been unkind. I recall the Great Commission, pour in the oil and the wine. How long can we walk on by, pretending not to see the beaten, bleeding, dying, helpless in the streets? We judge the sad misfortune, but rarely take the time to reach down in sweet compassion, pour in the oil and the wine. Oil and the wine, healing divine. The oil brings the gladness, there's life in
in the vine. Oil
I'm too great a sinner. That's what one young lady told me. She said, the things I've done are just so terrible. God could never forgive me of my sins. Well, she needed to read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said he was chief of the sinners, but he was saved. My friends, there's nothing that you can do that can't be forgiven. It's a lie of the devil when he says to you, oh, what you've done, God will never forgive that. Don't believe that. Some young people wrote to me one time and they said, we have a friend. He's made a blood pact with the devil. Can he ever be forgiven? Well, I suppose we have to accept Jesus. He said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the scriptures say, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. And to him give all the prophets witness. This is Acts 10, verse 43, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now, I didn't read any exception there, did you, my friend? It doesn't say whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins, except for the Satan worshiper, does it? Isn't that just like the devil to say, you've already taken a blood pact with me, I own your soul, and you can never turn to God now? Just remember that man there on the cross beside Jesus. He asked the Lord, Lord, you know, I believe in you. I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. And Jesus said, this very day you will be with me in paradise. It's never too late. You say I'm 87 years old. No, my friend, you accept Jesus, you'll be 87 years young. You'll live forever. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. That's why Jesus came, to save you. Are you a great sinner? Well, give him a chance. Believe in him. And let me tell you something else. You say, I'm afraid that I'll fail, though, as a Christian. But Jesus said in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. A lot of people believe if they accept Jesus, if they fall and they sin just one time and backslide, and of course I'm not saying that's good. It would be better if we never backslid, but we're not perfect. They say, I don't know how God could keep me in his fold. He'll probably cast me out. But it says there that Jesus assures us that if the Father gives you to him, he will in no wise, that means no way will he cast you out. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10, verses 28 and 29. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You say, yeah, but maybe no man can take me out, but I could take myself out. What if I fail? What if because of my own lackings? What if because of my own weaknesses, I fail? Well, it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You're right. You cannot keep yourself from sin. I'll admit that. You're absolutely right. That's why you need the power of God. But the Lord is faithful, it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You know what? He establishes you. He puts the roots down, my friend, and he will keep you from evil. You say, but brother Tex, I got so many temptations. I can't keep myself from the stain of sin. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 has the answer. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God is going to make you able. You say, I don't see how, Tex. I'm so weak. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I love these verses 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that gratifying and glory? Oh my goodness. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You know something, my friends? God loves the humble. He says the meek shall inherit the earth. He didn't say cowards. He said meek. What is a meek person? You ever considered that question? Well, the meek person says, I am too weak. My friends, the minute you admit you can't do it by yourself, then you're going to start looking for some help. You see, you're telling the truth. You're not denying the facts. I cannot do it alone. I am too weak. And at that very moment, the truth comes screaming out at you, my friends. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul said, most gladly, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, the world cannot understand that. I guess they're watching this World Wrestling Federation too much, the Hulk Hogans and everything. Now that might be, well, I don't know if it's good entertainment or not. A lot of people are watching it. My wife won't let me. Wanda says, Tex, I don't like you watching that stuff. Well, I said it's all for show. I tell her it's not real. It's just she doesn't want me watching it, so I don't watch it. You know, there's two words young men every young man needs to learn when you get married. If you'll just learn those two words, you and your wife will get along good. Those two words are yes, dear. And so. Now, Wanda's probably going to laugh at that. I can see she is, but just say yes, dear, and go on, and you'll do just fine. You see, it's true. You're too faint. You're too weak. Admit it. You need God to give you strength. You say, Tex, you don't understand. Now, see, I just can't give up my evil ways and bad habits. I wouldn't know how to change. Well, I'm going to agree with you. I bet you never thought I'd agree with you in these kinds of things, but I do. You can't give them up unless you turn them over to God. Just surrender yourself to God and admit it. Say, Lord Jesus, I can't get rid of these things. They've got the best of me. They're stronger than me. But listen, friends, they're not stronger than God. You say, I'm going to have to do them no matter what. I enjoy them too much. Well, now, there you got a super problem, friends. I don't think you have the right mind to be saved. You haven't got the heart to be saved. And you better listen to what God said. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Say, Tex, I just can't do it. I've got such bad habits. I just gotta have that nightly beer or glass of wine. It relaxes me. I gotta have that cigarette, like that old country song from 50 years ago. Smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it till you smoke yourself to death. See St. Peter at the Golden Gate. Tell him you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. You remember that old song? I used to listen to that. Sure made me do some thinking when I was a little kid. I bet there's people like that. They think when they get to heaven, they say, St. Peter, hold it just a minute before I get in those pearly gates. I know I can't smoke once I go in there. Got to have another cigarette. Well, you don't have to have another cigarette. You can be free of that. John 8 chapter and verse 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. A lot of people can say, I'll make you free. They have ads saying, we can free you up of your drinking. The Alcoholics Anonymous says that, but they don't even keep statistics at AA 12-step programs. on how many people successfully complete the 12 steps and don't drink again. I've asked them, what are your statistics of success? They say, we don't keep statistics. Well, I can understand that. They're probably not very good. And most of these residential places, you go in there and you stay 30 days, you dry out of alcohol, go ask them, well, what is your success rate? Well, we don't keep statistics. Well, I'll bet you don't. They're so poor. You know, I had a good friend. He was a drunk. Knew he was drunk. Wasn't happy to be a drunk. His wife knew he was a drunk, too. She knew because every night he never made it to the house. I don't know. She didn't know how he got home, but somehow he was able to drive his brand new Porsche home. Oh, he had a lot of money, but he was pretty miserable. Go drink what he thought were his problems away every night at the bar. Barely make it home. Barely able to park his new Porsche in his front of his beautiful fancy house with a swimming pool and a tennis court. She said sometimes she'd find him just slumped at the wheel of the car. Other times she said she'd find him on the sidewalk. He said he was miserable. Had plenty of money. She went to AA's Al-Anon. He wouldn't go. She actually went to one of those residential courses herself. I guess they charged about $30,000 for it, just to find out what to do to help her husband. Didn't do any good. Kept drinking. You know what? That woman went to church. That's one thing she hadn't done. For years, she had lived with a drunk. But she never turned to God. I'm telling you the truth about this. They're two of my most precious friends, this brother and sister. She went to church one day, and she heard the pastor say that God can make you free. And if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Let me tell you what happened. She went home and she told her husband, you can be free. He said, oh, no, no. I was raised Catholic. She said, well, this is not a Catholic church. They believe in Jesus. They believe in the Bible. You can be free. He says, oh, no, no. She says, well, is it okay if I go there every week and go to church there? He said, sure. I'm not going to stop you. I'm glad you're going. And every week she'd come back and tell him what the pastor said that day. And she kept saying, Jesus can make you free. And you know what? Pretty soon he began to believe that. He began to listen to her. And one day she was getting ready to go to church, and he said, can I go with you? She says, well, you've never even been to Protestant church. He says, well, I probably won't like it, but I'd like to go. She said, well, okay. And he went. And he walked down the altar and accepted Jesus. And guess what? He didn't want to drink anymore. Never went to one of those old meetings. Never wasted his time. Just went down the altar and gave it all to Jesus. Told me, I don't even want to drink. He can't explain it. There is no physical nor mental reason why he should not want to drink. He's a drunk! Well, that's not true. That's what they tell you in AA. You're a drunk forever in AA. First thing you do when you get up in front of that group in AA, you say, my name is Sally and I'm a alcoholic. My name is Bill and I'm an alcoholic. My friend says, my name is, well, I'm not going to tell it to you. I haven't asked his approval, but let's say it's John. He says, my name is John and I am not a drunk. I am a Jesus believer. He's not going to say he's a drunk. He's not a drunk anymore. He's not the man he used to be. By the way, I have to tell you something about my friend. Wasn't too long after that Austin, Texas, about 12 years ago, had a great big economic bust. You know that man lost everything that he had? He lost the house and with the pool and the tennis court. He lost his business, lost it all. Last time I saw him after he lost it all in bankruptcy, he smiled and he said, I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. Isn't that something? That leads me to this difficulty that you get into when you witness to people. They say, oh, I don't know, I'll be persecuted if I become a Christian. Well, he wasn't persecuted, had all the business that he needed, had everything going for him. But you know, when you become a Christian, you could be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But it says in Matthew 5, 10 through 12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Talk to Dr. Joseph Chambers. He stood up against the charismatic craziness and all of these false teachings in the charismatic world. And you know what? His denomination took away his church. They took away his church. Told him he was too hard of a preacher. Well, just like my former drunk friend asked Dr. Joseph Chambers how he's doing. He said, you know what? I lost that church. I built that church for 4 decades. I lost it. I'm the happiest man alive. I went out and started a new ministry. Didn't have any money. That's okay. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. Oh, my friends, what is persecution? If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Well, my friends, you may lose your friends. You may have to give up a lot. But remember, Jesus is worth every bit of it. And all you have to do is get on your knees and pray and ask him to come into your heart, repent of your sins, and you will be saved. There's no unpardonable sin that he can't forgive unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Well, this is Pastor Tex Mars. You've been listening to Bible Home Church. Please tune in next week as we continue how to witness to anyone through the power of God's Holy Scriptures.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.